This is the last Sunday of the season of Epiphany. And it's a Sunday that we call Transfiguration Sunday. And Elaine read us the story from Matthew. It's a Sunday when we hear about the disciples suddenly, finally recognize how important Jesus really was. It falls just about right in the middle of Matthew's gospel. A turning point in the story. But really, it doesn't start here. It starts back here, at the start of the season of Epiphany, more or less, at least the adult part of the season of Epiphany, with the baptism of Jesus, with this water. So this is what happened. There was a strange man who lived in the desert. He lived off the land, you could say. And a lot of people weren't too sure about him. And he said some strange things. But what he did was, again and again, he called people to turn towards God. He called people to look at what they were doing in their lives and think about it, and think about whether it was the right thing to do, and turn back towards God. And what he was doing was baptizing people. Now, at the time, baptism didn't mean what it does for Christians today. At the time, baptism was about what we call purification, but purification in the sense of recognizing life, the goodness of life, because water nourishes life. Water is the source of life. And so with baptism, people were recognizing life. They were turning back to God and allowing themselves to be transformed. So here was John the Baptist. Let's try over here. Over here was John the Baptist standing by a river, inviting people just head on in, dunk, and recognize how good life is. And along came Jesus. And at this point, nobody knew who he was. He was just a young man. And he came along, and John said, "I can't baptize you. You're too important." And Jesus said, "No, just do it anyway. Go on." So he did. And this is what Matthew tells us happened. Jesus stood up after dunking under that water, and Jesus heard a voice that said, "This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Now, we have more than one gospel, and they tell different versions of the story, but Matthew tells us it was Jesus that heard this voice. It was a voice that spoke just to him in that moment, and it gave him the strength to start off in the first part of his ministry, which was a ministry of sharing love with others. And so he walked around and he taught people and he loved people. He ate with people and he healed people. He spent time with all kinds of people. All because of the strength that he received from that knowledge that God's love and God's presence was with him. In baptism, as Christians, we remember those words that Jesus heard. And we remember those words are spoken to each of us. "This is my child, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And we have the choice to allow those words to nourish us, to give us strength in the places we walk, and the people that we talk to, and the people that we love, and the people we eat with, and the people we suffer with as well. The story starts here, and then it moves back over here after a lot of time walking and teaching and healing and loving. It's hard work, and so Jesus took some of his disciples up a little hill for a rest, maybe, and instead, in this moment of prayer, we have this story of what happened, which we call the Transfiguration, which is just an attempt to describe how suddenly the disciples realized how important he was. So important, he appeared completely different, completely made new. And in that moment, not just Jesus, but all of the disciples heard a voice that said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." You'll notice those words are almost exactly the same. That's not a chance. That's because those are the words that God speaks to each of us. All the time. You are God's child, beloved, and God is pleased with you. Now, the disciples weren't sure what to do with this moment. And Peter thought, maybe what we need to do is just stay here. In this beautiful moment when we recognize God's love surrounding us and, most importantly for them, surrounding Jesus. Why don't I just build some shelters? We could stay here. But instead, Jesus said, or maybe he didn't say, we don't actually hear. But instead, Jesus said through his actions, no. Because all of life can't be these sacred moments of insight. These sacred moments when we see God's love surrounding us so clearly. We don't spend all of our time being baptized. Instead, what we do is walk back down the mountain or walk back out of the river and continue to do what we were already doing. Walking around and talking to people. Eating with everyone. Continuing to ask questions and learn, even with the people who can't stand you. And allowing your love to stretch your understanding of what's possible. To allow your love to stretch your understanding of what community can look like. To allow that love of God to sustain you in all of the joy and all of the suffering that we experience in our lives. And like Jesus, we choose not to try to stay in those moments of clarity, and beauty and certainty, but to walk down that mountain, to walk up out of that river, hearing just the echoes of those words. You are God's child, God's beloved. And so we are a community that works and loves and struggles together, given strength by this promise of something so incredible that we can't even manage to describe it in words, We can only experience it in a moment and yearn for it in every other. But we make this choice to continue, to learn and to grow and to be a community of love. Thanks be to God. Amen.